We're doing Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon, first chapter, fourth paragraph. Ra'ah yotzer she'adayin en ha'chayim mitachim al matchuntam im lo yeh kesher ish im re'ehu. The Creator saw, so to speak, that life is not yet going to flow the way it should if there won't be some form of communication between man and his fellow man. In a world where everyone is deaf and mute, has no value. The en bo shum mamash. There's no real essence to such a world. V'tov mimenu atohu. And a world that were void would be better. Amad v'tiken mechona metzafzefet kolot. So God created a machine that chirps, that creates different noises, mishunim, and varied sounds. Manu korin lemchona zo pe. So we call this machine a mouth. Uchnegda tiken mechona mitpelet v'nitrageshet mikol tnuat kol. And corresponding, he created a receiver, another machine that has pulses, that has a reaction to every sound wave. V'anu korin mechona zo ozen. We call that machine an ear. Using these two machines, the mouth and the ear, another thing was created, what we call language, people's capacity to communicate with one another. And so now this machine that we call man was given life, the capacity to be a spirit, a living creature that speaks.
אבל מה יתרון לאדם תחת השמש אם מורכש בשפה מדברת ואוזן שומעת אם עודנו חסר דעה וחדל בינה?
What good is it for man to be able to talk and listen if he doesn't have the intellect to impart wisdom in his speech?
נמשל כבהמה, then he is like an animal, כשור אוכל עשב,
he's no different than the ox that devours grass.
ורצון בורא העולם לברוא אדם חכם מחוכם בעולמו.
And God's desire was to create man with intelligence in his world, and to command man to be master over all creatures. So God planted the root of wisdom in his mind. God planted understanding in his heart. To understand, to have the intellect, to have the perception of everything he's seeing under the sun, as man tries to analyze, what am I seeing? How does it work?
But
one whose mind is sharp, and he can escape the torrent of the physical life, to elevate himself, in his thought, me'al kol hakayam ba'olamo, above everything that's going on around him, ולהשקיף מלמעלה על כל החיים של העולם התחתון, and to look at the world from above. This is one of the great tools that the Torah can give us. We tend to be very focused on the moment, on the thing that's bothering us now, and we get enveloped with our troubles. When a person connects to Torah, he is being given the capacity to look at the world from above, to take an observer's perch. If we take a step back, we can appreciate the wisdom that was applied to create man, to create this creature out of physical components. Man has a body. We can dissect the body. We can list the number of chemicals that comprise the human body. Our chemistry teacher told us once that if you'd break down the body to its chemical components, it would be valued at about $78. He said that's the components of the human body as chemicals is about $78. That's what he told us. What? You're
the organs are worth a lot more.
The organs are worth a lot more, right. So the functioning body, but he says if you can look at the body, if you can look at the wisdom,
And when you look at all this wisdom, it's one of the great riddles. V'nafshoti talef merov acheshek lavin soda v'chokam imenu. And one feels palpitations as one looks at the body and says, I wish I understood what's really going on there. We discussed this previously. We don't even understand what's going on in our own body. How is it that we will our eye to move and it goes back and forth? Well, we don't understand it. I'll tell you one of the instances where you can really witness this is as you watch a child grow, as they develop their language skills. Our children are at an age where they can enjoy watching their younger siblings develop. So one of the things they played games with is that we have a daughter who's 1 year old and 3 months, 4 months, and she's talking. So they started telling her, sechel, brain. They told her, Ma, what do you have here? You have a brain. So she doesn't know what it means to have a brain. So they started teaching her to say, yesh li sechel, I have a brain. Now, to them, it's very amusing, because here this one-year-old barely knows what she's saying. But she can say, I have a brain. Now, in a few months, she'll start understanding many of the things she's saying. So you watch as the months go by. She keeps identifying things and saying, this is a cup, and this is water, and this is wet, and this is a no-no, and this is a diaper. And then it develops into sentences, and you see the mind developing. We are at a stage where it's all a given to us. We take it for granted that we can talk, that we can walk. We don't remember that evolvement. When you watch a child, you see the mind developing. You see the child was incapable of grasping concepts a year ago, and now they understand it and they talk about it. So the Chazon Ish says, when a person looks at the body and sees the development and sees the wisdom, he realizes there's a tremendous riddle here. We don't understand what's really going on here. Another wondrous thing is where you see the mind develop, and the mind, technically, we don't gauge wisdom by how wide, how thin, how young, how aged a mind is. And suddenly this body, this human being, becomes a citizen. The mind, there's a child's mind, and then there's an adult mind. You watch as a child's mind develops, and you see wisdom, which is amazing. You know, we had one kid who would walk into poles, into telephone poles. We'd be walking, the whole family. He'd be holding my hand or my wife's hand. And he'd walk straight into a pole. You know, if we weren't paying attention, he wouldn't pay attention. He wouldn't walk around the pole. He'd walk straight into it and burst out crying like, you know, I'd get hurt. And it took us a while to get used to taking him around the poles, like that he didn't grasp it himself. And my wife and I both wondered, you know, other kids don't walk into poles, but you figure, okay, that's, you know, that's the mind God granted him. We have to love him as is. Fine. A few months pass, and we try to not to take it to heart. You know, no one wants a child who doesn't grasp that walking into a pole is going to be painful. And after about a month or two that we as parents are trying to maneuver to learn how to work with him, one day we're walking home with him, and he sidesteps a pole, and he grabs my hand, and he says, I did it. And I look at him, and I say, what'd you do? And he says, I didn't walk into the pole. I'm like, oh, wonderful. That's great. So, okay, fine. And then one day we're talking, and I don't remember exactly what we were discussing, but I'll give an example. I don't remember the details, but it was something along the lines of where we're talking, and the kid is 4 or 5 years old, and we wanted to send another child to buy milk at the store. So we said, okay, I'll give you 10 shekel. And this kid, who only a few months ago was sidestepping poles, suddenly blurts back how much change he should get for the milk. We're looking at it like, what did he say? How did he do that? So suddenly, he has a mind. Now he understands how to do math, and we don't even understand how he calculated that. Like we're looking at this kid and saying, wait a second. But the mind developed. We didn't do anything. It's not us as parents. Suddenly, and my wife and I looked at one another like, hallelujah, right? The kid has a mind. You know. But what happened? His mind had developed to a certain point a few months earlier, and suddenly he took a leap forward, and suddenly he's grasping things that we don't even understand. How did he grasp that? How did he know to do that math? So you look at a child, you suddenly see wisdom. You see, wow, there's an evolvement of the mind. There's a developmental process that we don't understand. You look at it and say, I didn't do that. So that's what the Chazon Ish concludes here. He says, how amazing are the paths of wisdom and understanding that were given as the foundation, were given as a gift for man to build upon. That intellect, that understanding that develops, which again, we see it, we witness it, but we don't understand it. And this is the fourth chapter here. The Chazon Ish had discussed our capacity to hear, our capacity to speak, our capacity to have language, and the development of the mind. Four aspects of the human being that should invoke a tremendous awe within us as we look at it and say, wow, there's an order, there's a plan. This didn't happen by coincidence. Look at what's going on here. And I assume you guys all learned a little bit about sound waves, the way we develop speech, how our vocal cords work, and we create sound waves and the diaphragm in the ear that has these little pulses that react and translate the sounds we hear into what we call words, into language. There's an amazing science going on here which we don't understand. You know, children begin by making sounds. Children begin sometimes by making gurgling sounds and coughing sounds. And as they're amused by the sounds they can make with their vocal cords, they eventually develop into speech. But that's a process that a child goes through. And we do that process and we don't know what we're doing. We're on autopilot. And then we don't understand. It's like a given. Yeah, we can talk. But it's not a given. We have a tremendous gift here that's part of that beautiful plan that we're supposed to notice now. That's what Chazon Ish is doing in these chapters, pointing out, just look around the world and you'll see order, you'll see a system.